Bismillah, alhamdulillah, assalamu alaikum, peace be with you, and you are watching The Deen Show. Today in The Deen Show studio, back with us, Sheikh Ibrahim Zidane. Tests and trials of life, how to handle it. One minute everything's good, the next minute it's a calamity. Where do you go? Who do you run to for help? Why is it happening? Do you whine? Do you take it like a man? What do you do? All these questions answered and more on this week's show. Sit tight, we'll be right back.
This is The Deen, The Deen Show.
This is The Deen Show.
This is The Deen,
This is The Deen Show.
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 Assalamu alaikum. Peace be unto you, Shaykh.
Assalamu alaikum. Assalamu alaikum.
How are you? How are you?
Good.
Thank you for finding the time to be with us again.
It's my pleasure.
We are going to get right into the topic because the time is short. We always love when we have you in the studio. And the topic today that we're going to cover, people tune in every week for some knowledge of this deen, the fastest growing deen, the fastest growing way of life in the world, Islam, way of life of all the prophets, isn't it? That true. Total complete submission to the one who created us.
Yes.
And in his book, the Quran that he sent down, preserved, no additions, deletions, it's there in its original. We have all the answers to our problems.
Right.
And now one of the key problems a lot of people are facing is the calamities. Every day it's a test and trial. So is this part of the test that Allah, the Creator, is talking about? Yeah. That we're going to be tested? And how do people deal with these tests when they come? One day everything is good. The next day you're crying, you're bawling. Is Allah mad at us? Does Allah want to make things difficult for us? How do we handle this?
Bismillah, alhamdulillah, wa salatu wa salam wa rasulullah. Allah the Most High had made the human being in such a way that is different than the rest of the creation of Allah. We have means of intellect that we can look beyond the physical things that we are in. We can think and we can analyze and we can do things for what's coming ahead. And this is by itself is such a unique for the human being, and as a result of that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala prepared us for facing tests and trials. For what reason? Not just to be tested, but for the human being to worship none but the Creator of the heavens and the earth. Meaning, acts of worship are so many, one of which, patience, is an act of worship. The angels, they don't have this. The human being, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created them so that they would do certain acts of worship that none of the creation of Allah will be able to achieve. One of which is patience, struggle for the sake of Allah, since he's the most wise. And one of which that we have to go through tests on the face of earth. If not, we will be faced with a test at the moment of death. After death, in the graves, there will be questions. This is a test that we have to prepare ourselves for. And it's not good to be intoxicated and to live in ignorance and forgetfulness. Because one day or the other, something has to face the human being. This is the nature of life. For what purpose? So that when we are faced with tests and calamities, we know exactly what to do that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants from us. To be patient, to be pleased with the destiny of the most wise. He's the most wise. Anything happens, happens for a reason. And the most noble reason, it is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ, that I did not create the human beings or the jinn except to worship me, to establish this meaning, this broad meaning of worship. Times of ease, times of difficulties, times of adversities, times of goodness, anything, the person is being a servant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
So when we say Allah, we're talking about the Creator of the heavens and the earth, the Creator of the moon, the sun, and everything in this universe, the one God.
Right.
And this one God, this one Creator, so He created us and we're being tested. Is every second of our life, everything is being recorded?
Right.
And this is either pass or fail. If you pass, you got paradise. If you fail, the hellfire.
Right. And it's the mercy of Allah that we're not left alone like some people think. That books have been brought down. That messengers have been sent. So that they would teach the people what they won't know just by what they see around them. The human beings have no capacity to get to know what Allah wants from them unless they would follow the messengers of Allah. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, لَقَدْ أَرْسَلْنَا رُسُلَنَا بِالْبَيِّنَاتِ وَأَنزَلْنَا مَعَهُمُ الْكِتَابَ وَالْمِيزَانِ لِيَقُومَ النَّاسُ بِالْقِسْطِ, which means that we had sent messengers, our messengers, with clear signs and arguments and evidence, with the book and the balance of what is right and what is wrong. For what purpose? So that people would do what is just. To know what is just and what is not just, we need the messengers of Allah. The final message is the message of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The final book is the Quran that teaches us how to be just with ourselves. When something bad happens to a person, how to deal with oneself, how to deal with others, and to endure patience and to be pleased with whatever happens, seeking the rewards from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that He is the most wise. And there are many incidences and many things in the Quran and in the way of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam that would teach the believers how to act at times of calamities.
Can you, before we cut to a break, can you give us the commentary on a verse which the meaning of is that Allah, the Creator, is saying that I have not created life and death except to test which of you are best in action. What does this mean?
This is in Surah Al-Mulk. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, تبارك الذي بيده الملك وهو على كل شيء قدير الذي خلق الموت والحياة ليبلوكم أيكم أحسن عمل. That He's the creator of the heavens and the earth, and the creator of the heavens and the earth, He's the most wise. He does not do things out of no meaning to it. And then He said, لِلَبْلُوَكُمْ, the one that created life and death, for what purpose? To test you who among you will be the best of the doers of good deeds.
Doer of good deeds, of good deeds. Actions,
right.
Righteousness.
The best among you. And that's why life and death is there.
So our whole life mission is to be in a constant, can you say, state of self-development, to develop yourself to be the best human being possible?
Right, and that's why iman or faith is not just a belief in the heart and a person can do whatever they want and live their life the way that they like and desire. No, every day is a day where we elevate ourselves. Iman or faith is made of so many parts, as the Prophet ﷺ, he said, 70-something or 60-something parts. The highest of it is to believe in La ilaha illallah. No one is worthy of worship except Allah the Most High. And the lowest level of Iman is to remove an obstacle from the path. This is by itself is part of our faith. So in between there are so many levels. And that's why every day we elevate ourselves. And that's why for those who, and all of us, we would face one way or the other some tests and some difficulties. With the faith and with this belief and this attitude, a person is able to be the strongest when it comes to facing these types of calamities.
Sheikh, let's take a break and we'll come back for more.
Sure.
Right back for more with Sheikh Ibrahim Zidane here on the Deen Show. Sit tight. I was born about 60 years ago in former Yugoslavia, today's Bosnia. After Second World War, can you imagine today you have one child killed too much?
It's important that we realize that Islam is a gift. So we believe that in the teachings of Jesus, what is left, there is truth in there. But the truth has been mixed up with paganism and with nature worship. And so Islam has given you a pure, straightforward way of approaching monotheism.
Back on the Deen Show with Sheikh Ibrahim Zidane in the Deen Show studio, and we're talking about the test of life. So life is one big test, and we're being tested, so we want to pass.
That's right.
Now, let's talk a little bit about the wisdom of this test. I mean, it's kind of easy, like, you know, without the calamity, sometimes somebody will say, yeah, I believe this, that, and then something hits, and then that person just, you know, he jumps ship. Mm-hmm. So can you comment, you commented on one verse from the noble Quran, the glorious Quran, the verbatim word of God. Now let's go to another one. I believe it's in chapter 29, the second verse, where God Almighty, the Creator, Allah, is saying, أَحَسِبَ النَّاسِ أَيَّكُولُ. Yes, can you comment in English? He's saying that, you know, do you think that you're going to be left alone just saying that you believe and you're not going to be tested? Can you talk about this test?
And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, after this verse, He said that we have tested the people before you, so that the truthful ones will be shown distinctly from those who are not truthful ones. So this is the purpose of the test. People at times of ease, everybody can be good. Mm-hmm. But the real people, or the real truthfulness of the people, shows at times of adversities and difficulties. You would know a friend not when you're enjoying your life and everybody's healthy and everybody's wealthy and everything, You won't know your friend very well till you are in need, till something happens to you. Those who are close to you, those who are truthfully, they want to be friends of yours, not because they want something from you. So this is a fact of life, that the real mannerism and the real characteristics of a human being shows clearly when it's time of difficulties. So that's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the most wise, I would like to comment on something very important. Many people, they would say, why would Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala create this big test? And what's the purpose of all of this? He can just take everybody to Jannah and the matter is over, paradise, right? The purpose of this, there's so many reasons, of course, but one of the great meanings that many people are not aware of, we know that God has names and attributes, the perfect names and attributes. One of which, that He is the most forgiver, that He is a sabur, the one that is forbearing, forbearance, and He's patient and so on. These qualities and attributes are to Allah, to God, even if there is nothing to practically to prove this. But because of the creation of the human beings, where this attribute will be in place if there is no human beings, if there is no test on the face of earth, there has to be sins to be forgiven. There has to be some difficulties for people to endure patience and to seek reward from Allah and to turn to Him alone. Human beings are tend to be ignorant. They don't turn to the Creator of the heavens and the earth only unless they are in time of distress. Most of them like this. But God wants from us that at times of ease we turn to Him and at times of difficulties we turn to Him. I remember one time I was in a plane. This was like maybe 15 years ago. And the plane was over the ocean and the pilot said like this, we're not sure if the gas will take us all the way to the States. We'll try to land somewhere north because of the resistance of the air, but we're not sure. He said this. People were before that having fun, drinking, you know, things like that. Once he said that, I watched people in the plane, everybody looked up. Mm-hmm. They knew in their heart that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the Most High. At this time, it cannot be explained with words. I can just say it and we're relaxed like this. But when a person faces a moment like this, the real iman and faith comes in place. And this is mentioned in the Quran. حَتَّى إِذَا رَكِبُوا فِي الْفُلْكِ دَعَوُوا اللَّهَ مُخْلِصِينَ لَهُ الدِّينَ. When the disbelievers are in the ocean on a ship, and now the storm comes in place, they would turn to Allah sincerely. They're not thinking about the means in this life anymore. A test comes, see the benefit of it, that they would turn, their hearts will be completely in this state of worship, turning to the Creator of the heavens and the earth alone, asking for help from Him, when all the worldly means won't benefit them. And this is such a noble act of worship, that we want to be in that state when we are at times of ease. Now, for example, we're not in a calamity now, but where is this attachment of our hearts to the Creator of the heavens and the earth? That we are really feel that we are in need of Him, like someone drowning, and he's holding to a piece of wood in the middle of the ocean. How his dua and supplication, how sincere it is. He's not thinking about the ship and the plane coming. He's sincerely turning to the Creator alone, saying, "Oh God, help me." This sincerity we need to develop at times of ease, not just at times of difficulties. And this is what Allah the Most High wants from us, to be true servants of the Creator of the heavens and the earth, not to turn to no one but Him.
Now, we'll see that, you know, trying to look for the wisdoms and things in some of these tests are the test when you go through these trials. If you pass them with patience, if you're forbearing, does this increase your iman, your faith? Is this supposed to make you a stronger believer?
Of course. And this is one of the great benefits also, that it changes the human being, make him a better human being. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, وَلَنَبِلْوَنَّكُمْ بِشَيْءٍ مِنَ الْخَوْفِ وَالْجُوعِ وَنَقْصٍ مِنَ الْأَمْوَالِ. The verse that we will test you by something. And this is the mercy of Allah. Not all fear, but some fear and some hunger and some loss of wealth and loss of life. Right? So, and then he says, وَبَشِّرِ الصَّابِرِينَ. Give glad tidings to those who are patient.
Patient is a key word here.
Right. But then the verse after it explains who are those patient ones. Those when a calamity afflict them, this is what the verse says, they would say, "Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un," which means they say that with their tongue, yes, but their hearts is full of that belief, conviction, that we belong to Allah, we are owned by Allah, and we shall return to Him. If the tongue would say this, and the heart believes in this, no matter how heavy the calamity is, it brings so much tranquility and peace in one's life. We are owned by Allah, and we shall return to Him. So what really matters is how our return to Him. And He's the most wise, He's all watching us. So we need to have the good expectations that nothing happens from Him unless it's for great wisdom. For us, maybe a person has been away from Allah, and he did not come back to Him at times of ease. Calamity hits. It's not something that is good for the human being, but what good comes after this is that the person would flee to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and have the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in one's heart and turn to Him sincerely.
I don't know if you can recollect, but from your own personal experience, I know people that when the times of trial come, either at that time or later, they start to reflect and ask the Creator to let them know the wisdom behind it. They might not see it at that moment. Maybe you can share some stories or something and comment on this. But later they saw from this test, there was something that they perceived as bad. But then later so much good blossomed from it. Can you comment on this?
This is a very important point because we do not know what is good for us. And in many cases, for example, even some worldly things. A person wanted to go to medical school so bad. Right, and he would think that if I don't go to medical school, I'm going to be a loser in my life. And he applied, and he never get accepted. And he would feel so much misery. How can these other people can be accepted and not me? Why me not? And things like this. But then coming after 10 years or 20 years, when he sees that his state is so much better, and that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guided him and directed him in a certain path, that he feels that this is the best thing for him, he would look back and he say, I was silly to be sad of something that I'm not sure exactly if it's good for me or not. Same thing when it comes to marriages, the same thing that when it comes to any relationship, we need to reflect and see the wisdom of Allah. Why this has happened? See, the life of the human being is so complex. Person coming from another part of the world to meet someone, and then all of a sudden they get married, and see how the effect of such a relationship, that we need to reflect on the wisdom of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that it all has to come into the meaning of establishing the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the face of earth. And this is something that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ordered us to reflect on and to see. And when we see that in every day of our life, we would see that there's amazing work of the Creator of the heavens and the earth.
We're going to take another break, and we'll be right back with more, God willing, inshallah. Sit tight.
No problem. You can take my daughter to dinner, you and my daughter and me. Let me tell you something. It's natural. That's the idea. God created it. And He created us to have a good time. Mm-hmm. We should have a good time. Only with our wives, though.
Islam is the fastest growing religion in the world. And most of the converts are women, not men. They see that the rules of Islam, instead of constraining them, the rules set them free.
He's the one who protects us from hunger.
I am not afraid to stand alone. I am not afraid to stand alone. If Allah is by my side, I am not afraid to stand alone. I am not afraid to stand alone. If Allah is by my side, I am not afraid to stand alone. I am not afraid to stand alone. If Allah is by my side, I am not afraid to stand alone.
Back here on the Dean Show, and we're talking about the test of life, and we're expounding on some of the verses from the glorious Quran, the verbatim word of God, and you're giving us some commentary and some advice. Now, should somebody who's going through this test, you mentioned the person that was excited about medical school, didn't get accepted, and then later he sees after a year, 10 years, 2 months, whatever the case, he sees that, wow, this was silly that I was upset over this. Is the state of this person, is it going to evolve to something better if he's patient rather than, let's say, he doesn't get accepted and he turns his back on the Creator? He turns his back on prayer. He turns his back on doing good and he just, you know, lets loose. Or he's steadfast. Is it normal? He's a little bit depressed, but still in his heart, he holds on. He knows that, you know what, my Creator's never going to let me down. And I'm going to keep doing what I'm supposed to be doing, worshiping Him alone, establishing the prayer, being good, doing good. And then by doing this, he'll see the blossom, the fruit of his hard work and patience.
Right. And that's definitely, patience would never lead the person to any form of loss. Never. The best life that a person would live is the life of being patient. By witnessing the wisdom of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that nothing happens without the perfect wisdom of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He wants you to be a true servant to Him. So as a result of that, anything that happens to us, we feel honored that Allah the Most High had in His knowledge that we have to be afflicted by this or that for us to turn to Him alone. So with patience, and there's a very beautiful hadith of the Prophet ﷺ that shows how to develop this patience in our life. He said, "As-sabru 'inda sadmati al-ula," which means patience is in the first instant. Not that we wait for years afterwards and we say, "Alhamdulillah, that this was my path." No, you're hit by a calamity in the same instant, you are witnessing the wisdom of the Creator. You see, this is His destiny and I'm willing to be pleased with it. And I know that it will bring good to me with the condition that I'm patient and seeking the pleasure of the Creator of the heavens and the earth alone. And that's why, if we want to be patient and we want to have all forms of happiness when calamities happen, and it will happen. We have to die, a person gets sick, you know, something has to happen. For us to reach this level, we need to develop this when we are at times of ease. You know, when a person is hit by a calamity, what most people do, they get trapped into this moment of calamity. They forget that they lived in so much long time in matters of ease and goodness. So when at times of ease, we need to develop the iman and the faith and turn to Allah alone. That's why the five daily prayers remind us of this, so that anything happens, we are connected constantly. So we would see that, and that's why the most happiest people on the face of earth are the people of Al-Iman, the believers, and not the ones that are intoxicated in this life.
A few more points before we run out of time. So we mentioned that, so this is for the person who stays patient, but if you flip out and you do opposite, are you just bringing more harm to yourself? You're oppressing yourself and, you know, you'd be the means to your own destruction?
Right, because the calamity is like a message, a letter coming to you from the king. You're supposed to behave in such a way because of this. Either a person will behave accordingly or he is heedless of it. If he's heedless of it, then that means he is in danger. So that's why we need to witness the wisdom of Allah. Something happens that we should ask ourselves, there's something here meant for me to do, that God wants something for me to do. He wants me to do something. How can we know this? It's not by dreams or anything. It's what's in the revelation, Quran and Sunnah of the Prophet ﷺ. And what is meant for us is to turn to Him alone and to worship Him and to make remembrance to Him and to deal with others with goodness. Allah says, وَجَعَلْنَا بَعْضَكُمْ لِبَعْضٍ فِتْنَةً أَتَصْبِرُونَ. We made you to one another calamity and a test. I'm a test to you and you're a test to me. If you are in any relationship, people are tests to one another. So what to do? He said, أَتَصْبِرُونَ. Should you then be patient? I should be patient dealing with you, you patient dealing with me, knowing what Allah wants from you dealing with me. A husband with his wife, a husband with his children, the same thing, the wife with her husband and the children. What Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants from us in these types of relationship, because it's all tests. Because Allah the Most Wise, we do not meet people just like that without a meaning or a reason for it. No, it's meant that you meet that person in that particular place, that you marry that person, and so on and so forth. Everything in our life is with the great wisdom of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His knowledge and His mercy.
And we end with the last point where you mentioned, Shaykh, that at the moment, patience is at the moment. You lose a loved one, someone who is so dear to your heart. Now is time for patience. Right. Your wife, she spills she ruins your favorite outfit and you come home and you're freaking out. Patience at that moment. Right. Husband gets a second wife. Patience at that moment.
Right.
So whatever, I'm giving examples, Shaykh, that's
right.
All.
Right.
So something happens, you think of the worst, at that time, right then, is to, you know, you want to let out, you want to just vamp, you want to just scream, and you want to break something. No, you don't want to do that, right? Is that correct? You want to just patience?
And patience meaning, at that moment, make remembrance of Allah. Say, Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un.
Don't say an F word. Don't say a curse word.
Right.
Don't punch somebody.
Right. They say, Alhamdulillah. Allah is the Most Wise. There is something meant here.
Yeah.
Right? And it doesn't mean that we become do bad things or relax the truth. No, we do the right thing, but we need to have this. We say, A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajeem. We seek refuge in Allah from the devil, and so on. But we have to train ourselves at times of ease. When this is coming, I'm ready for any test.
Can you put your head on the ground, make sujood, prostration, also fall down, put your head down?
Right. The sujood, if a person is something good happened and he makes sujood to be grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But something close to this, is to rush to the salah.
Rush and make two units of prayer.
That's right. You the Prophet ﷺ, whenever something concerned him, he would rush to the salah. Mm-hmm. Making wudu, make saying Allahu Akbar and stand in the salah and get it all out.
Yeah.
In your salah.
Cry, complain to the Creator. Right. You do. Yeah.
You make all the dua and all the right complaint. The good complaint is when you complain, not complaining, but you're getting all of your feelings out to the one that is the most merciful to you.
Yeah.
He is the one that listens.
Not seeking pity from the people or that's just right. To the Creator of the heavens and earth.
Right.
Thank you very much, Shaykh. Thank you very much. May God Almighty, the Creator of Allah, reward you. Thank you. Oh, yeah. And that was another episode of The Deen Show, From the Womb to the Tomb, and it's one test in between. So we want to pass the test. We got some great advice from the Shaykh. Continue to tune in here to The Deen Show. Keep us in your du'as, and we look forward to having you here with us again next time here on The Deen Show. Until then, peace be unto you.
Created the universe. To him belong the heavens and the earth. The ever-living, he is the first. He's the owner of mercy. He sent his messengers to warn his creatures of the grave dangers of worshiping other than Allah. There is none greater than the Creator.